Welcome to the Personal Perseverance Project. My name is David Atkins, retired New York State Trooper, million-dollar direct sales, international business earner, author, and keynote motivational speaker, where each week I come here to help you break through your excuses so you can live a life up to your fullest potential. Let the project begin.
That is my mindset. I operate on a level of excellence, and you guys need to wake up every single day, and you need to operate on a level of excellence and create your masterpiece.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Personal Perseverance Project. And today I want to dive right into talking about adversity, you know, facing adversity, dealing with adversity every single day. And I think this is such an important topic to discuss because there's two main reasons. The first things that come to mind. Number one is this: we are all facing adversity every single day. We are all getting knocked down. They say you're either in a problem, coming out of a problem, or there's a problem on the horizon tomorrow. So adversity is just part of life. It's something that we're going to face and deal with every single day. But the differences between those that are succeeding and those that aren't, they understand it's part of the process, but they're not willing to quit along the way. I think so many people, when it comes to entrepreneurs or people set goals, maybe to lose 10 pounds, we become like in this microwave mentality of society today. People, we are expecting results now. We are expecting results overnight. And as soon as we face even the slightest bit of adversity, if the wind changes direction, people are giving up. They're giving up on their goals. They're giving up on their dreams. And honestly, I blame some of this on social media. I think there's a lot of people out there that are just showing their highlight reels, making it look like everything is easy. Like most things that you watch on social media, here's the thing. Most people aren't willing to put the dark side, the hard work on social media. Everybody normally only posts the highlight reel of their life, right? Most people will post that perfect photo they took 10 times or that perfect pose, or when they succeeded something, they talk about the goal that they just hit, but nobody's willing to talk about the struggles. Nobody's willing to talk about the work that you have to do in the dark when nobody's watching, when you're tired, when you're getting knocked down and nobody's supporting you. But I'm here to tell you, like in this episode, that happens every single day. Like just me, I could tell you in the last month and 2 months, I am in a whole other growing stage as a keynote motivational speaker, and I've been knocked down many times. And I'm going to talk about something later about principles over emotions, but like part of it is I understand that adversity is part of the process. And I'm going to share with you, no matter where you are in life, even me right now, I get knocked down every single day. Like I may not share every single thing every single day because I don't want people not to feel motivated, but I'm here to tell you in this episode that every single day you face adversity. Every single day, it's part of life. Circumstances in life are just going to happen. So the growth, the person that you are becoming has to go through a growth journey, and the growing comes from adversity. So guys, to open up, I want to kind of go over, I have 4 points, and I hope that a lot of these episodes, I'm going to give you specific points. You should write these down. Or if you're driving and listening, maybe you can stop and do a voice memo when you're stopped, hands-free driving, of course. But I want to give you points because you should write these down so that later on you could come back and reflect on them, or later on in life you can think about them and then see, what do I need to do and apply to improve my life? Because what I don't want to do is, I'm not just here to motivate and inspire you. I know that's a big piece of this. It's more about empowerment so that you can get better. And the only way you get better is by applying what you learned, right? Knowledge doesn't help you. Applied knowledge is where the secret to success is. So you need to apply, think about, reflect, make adjustments in your life, and move forward. And I like to say, no excuses, just adjustments. No excuses, just adjustments. So I'm going to give you a couple of points of what and how to deal with adversity and understanding it. You should take notes on it and we move forward. So guys, the number one thing I want to talk about is to succeed at anything in life, sacrifices have to be made. I'll say that again. To succeed at anything in life, sacrifices have to be made. Because the person you are right now will not get you to the person and goals you want to become or reach tomorrow. It's impossible. You cannot do the same things that you did today, tomorrow, and expect different results, right? There's that definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. That's just not going to happen. You have to make sacrifices. If you want the next 30 days to not look like the last 30 days, the thing that needs to change is you. And right now, you may be saying, I'm waiting for the circumstances of life change. I'm waiting for to get that next raise so that my income changes so that I can start saving money. Or I'm waiting till I'm less busy so I have some more time in order to do the things that I know I need to do. Guys, that's a bunch of garbage. Like, that's never going to happen. You will be waiting your entire life if you're not willing to take ownership and understand you need to change, you need to make the sacrifices, you have to adjust what you're doing in order to succeed. Yes, and you know what? It's part of facing adversity. It's part of understanding that when you face adversity and you make sacrifices every single day, that's part of the process to get there. So you need to be able to self-audit yourself right now. What are your goals? And understand whatever those goals are, that the adversity you're facing is normal, but what sacrifices or changes need to be made? For example, maybe you need to get up a little earlier in the morning. I know in last episodes I talked about the morning routine. Maybe you need to stay up a little later at night. I remember when I was building the beginning early stages of getting my direct sales business off the ground and building a team. And for those that have been following me knows, I built a business, $1 million business with a fitness company now called Body. It was used to be called Beachbody. But in those early days, and when I had two kids going on three, I would get up early and get my workout in. I did my morning routine, not as disciplined with all of the things I do today, but I'd get up and get my workout in. I'd work all day with the state police, many times overtime. I'd come home and I made an agreement with my wife that was family time. We used to like to call it the witching hours, right? It's when you have babies and it's bath time and it's bedtime and it's like crazy time, right? The witching hours. But I would do that. But then after my kids were to bed, my wife and I agreed that was my work time to build this business. And I would be working 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. And the sacrifice I had to make early on was a little bit of sleep, right? But the thing is that if I wanted to achieve, if I want to get myself out of the debt that we were in at the time, six figures in bad debt with credit cards and car payments and all of that debt, I knew that I needed to make sacrifices. So for me, it was, I needed to work at night. There was no TV. There was no Netflix watching, you know, Netflix. There was none of that. I didn't watch TV because in those hours when most people are sitting on the couch watching TV, I was putting in the work. And the only time I was able to get that done was late at night. That's a sacrifice that I had to be made. Yeah, it was facing adversity, but it was part of the process. Guys, number two is understanding that struggle is less painful than regret. I'm going to say that again. Struggle, and you hopefully you're writing this down, is less painful than regret. Too often, I heard a story about, and I heard it from Gary Vaynerchuk, actually, specifically, now that I remember it. And he said a study was done and on many seniors living in nursing homes. And they asked them about their life. They asked what they thought of it. They asked if there's anything they want to do. And the number one response that these people often said is, I wish. I wish I did this. I wish I did that. So my question to you is, what are you not doing right now that you're going to regret later on because you're facing some adversity? Because you think that you're the only one going through challenging times. What is it? Because the struggle of getting and reaching that goal is far more worth it than the regret you will have later on. And the one thing you can't get back is time. I feel like my three daughters were just born yesterday and I blinked and I have one in college and one in the middle of high school. And like, where did time go? I'm already in my mid 40s. Like, I did 22 years with the state police. Like, time goes that quick, my friends. It is moving every single day. And you have to accept again that adversity is part of the process, but remind yourself the struggle is less painful than regret later on. You know? What if you weren't willing to try? What if you weren't willing to try because of the adversity that you're facing that everybody does? I can guarantee this, you'll definitely fail because you miss 100% of the shots you're not willing to take. And that's a fact. Number three, guys, is this. And this is a quote from my favorite author, John Maxwell. And it's in my brain all the time. And he says, everything worthwhile is uphill. Everything worthwhile is uphill. Every single day you need to understand that if you want to achieve something that's fulfilling, you want to reach that goal, there's going to be an uphill process. And I'm going to tell you this, it's not a straight line. Success is not a straight line. It's more of a zigzag line and up and down and up. It's a roller coaster that you will get there, but you're going to have ups and downs along the way. Ultimately, it's an uphill battle. You're going to get knocked down. It's going to happen. And guys, I share these things with you because I want you to understand that this is all normal. Whatever you're facing right now, when you're getting knocked down, the things that are happening to you are normal. Success, achieving, building a business, getting healthy and fit, having a good relationship with your spouse, being a great parent, maybe you're a younger kid, being a great student, none of that comes without paying a price. Don't compare your everyday grind and adversity with somebody else's, like I said, highlight reel on social media. Trust me, they're not willing to share the tough times. I'm here to tell you it's hard. It's hard AF, as a matter of fact. And you have to accept that everything worthwhile is uphill, as John Maxwell said. And once I really processed that, I said, okay, so this is part of the process. I'm accepting the fact that this is not going to be easy, right? If it was easy, everybody would be a millionaire, and it's not the case. So stop thinking that it's you that are the problem, because that's kind of what's going on. People put out their highlight reels. People think there's overnight success. And when you face a little bit of resistance, you immediately think, oh, it's me. I can't do this. And you quit. You know, people, they don't like the process, or they don't like a certain person, or it's not what they thought it was. And we quit in 24 hours. Like for me, when people ask me about being a speaker, like, David, how long did it take for you to get this to be a speaker? Like, you only been doing this for 2 years? Like, no, I did it for 10 years building my business through my company and speaking. And it was a grind and it took time and it didn't happen overnight. And there was a lot of growing pains along the way. So people may see me now speaking in front of hundreds or thousands of people, but this has been a 12-year journey because you have to pay the price tag. It doesn't happen overnight. Okay. The next thing, guys, is this, and this is going to be a whole other podcast. I thought about, and I will at some point deal with the haters and the naysayers, because as soon as you try to improve your life, you are in doing something that the majority of people aren't doing, because 98% of the world lives life by default, meaning they wake up, they just let whatever happens to them dictate their life. Whatever circumstances happen to them, they react. That is a 98%. That is living life by default. They allow what happens to them to control their life. Two percenters live life by design. Two percenters are intentional and do the things that they know need to be done. They set priorities. They know what their goals are. They become non-negotiables. When they approach, say, their workouts, it's not a matter of, hopefully I have time to get a workout in tomorrow. For me right now, it's a non-negotiable. It's when am I going to get my workout in, not can I get my workout in. Today was a rest day, but you know what? It is so important to me. I got up, still got up at 4:15 this morning, did a 30-minute spin ride class on my body bike, then walked for 30 minutes. I did some cardio to break a sweat. Why? It's that important to me. So here's the thing. That's a 2% mindset. I kind of went off a little bit. But whenever you do something and you try to improve yourself, you're going to have critics. You're going to have naysayers. You're going to have probably the people that are closest to you. Your closest family and friends are going to make remarks. It's part of the process. I think about when I started building my business that I used to get mocked and made fun of. And, you know, even with my fellow state troopers, who are my best buddies, the chop busting just started and it was in good fun, but it's going to happen. And if you're not having a strong mindset and you're not understanding this process that it takes time and having a vision for your goals, it's enough to stop people. But we have to understand, I'm going to say this twice, and you should write this down. Other people's opinions of you are not your reality. I'm going to say that again. Other people's opinions of you are not your reality. So you can't let other people's opinions affect you, right? So my fourth point on this, my fourth point is you will never be criticized by someone more successful than you. Let me say that again. You will never be criticized by someone more successful than you. I've been criticized, mocked, made fun of, told me you can never do that thousands of times. And who knows how much was said behind my back. I really don't care. There's a saying now that I like to say, and that's bless and release. Bless and release. That when there's haters and critics out there, bless and release. Bye-bye. I let it roll off my back. But I know early on, this is a thing that stops you. I know right now, you probably have people right now that are knocking you down and you're worried about what they may think. And that's controlling your decisions. And it really shouldn't. But this is part of that thing that you need to go through a growth journey to become a better version of you. You need to become more in your life if you want more, right? You need to become more if you want more. That's something, oh my God, it's powerful. It came from Jim Rohn. You need to become more if you want more. But back to my point about you'll never be criticized by someone more successful than you. That's a fact. There's nobody that has ever criticized me for where I was going. There is no motivational keynote speaker saying anything bad about me not achieving or going after what I want to do. As a matter of fact, just two nights ago, I got on a call with one of my mentors and told him some of my struggles that I'm going through. And he goes, and he kind of chuckled. And he's like, I was dealing with the same thing in 2018. He's further ahead than me. And I was getting some struggles. I knew it was part of the process, but I had to figure out how to get through it. What do I need to tweak? And here this person was saying, hey, he laughed. He laughed because he went through it too. He didn't criticize me saying, I told you it wasn't going to work. I told you, dumb decision, David. You shouldn't do that. Oh my God, can you believe what David's doing? Look at him. He's failing. I knew he was going to fail. No, you're never going to get criticized by somebody more successful than you. So remember that. So take value in who is criticizing you. Is it somebody that has accomplished what it is that you're going after? I guarantee it's not. And then you need to let it go. Because I'll tell you this, haters and naysayers and critics, after they say whatever it is that it is that's bothering you, trust me when I tell you, 10 seconds later, they're on to thinking about something else. They have enough other negative or things going on in their own brain with their own life. You can't, you think like that that's all they think about is you. It's not the case. At all. So guys, how do you push through these times? How do you push through adversity? How do you handle this every single day? So I want to kind of dive in to three main points. So I gave you 4 points and I'm going to give you 3 main points of how you can push through these tough times when it comes to facing adversity. Okay. Number one is this. You need to surround yourself with people more successful than you in whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. All right? Proximity is everything. I'll say that again. Proximity is everything. And if you allow growth to happen by accident, you will be surrounded by people that are negative, that are going to say it can't happen, who are going to maybe be critics of you in a negative way. So you need to surround yourself with people that are more successful than you. And I know you're going to say, but David, how do I do that right now? Like, I go to work, I'm with the same people. And then I come home and I'm around the same families and family and friends. And then when I go to take my kids to activities or I have other hobbies, I'm around the same people. And, you know, I'm trying to get to that next level. This is my tip for that. It's the books that you read and the authors of those books become your environment. It's the authors of those books that become your environment. Like, this whole growth comes from adversity. It's directly, this is a chapter, one piece of my book, The Leveled Up Life. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. This is my book here. One of the chapters is exactly this. And it's an example of, in this case, you reading my book, The Leveled Up Life. You reading another personal development, you know, self-help book through John Maxwell, Brendan Burchard, Tony Robbins, all of the people that I used to read, that becomes your environment. And you need to consume it every single day because your brain is a muscle and you need to be surrounding that muscle and feeding it like the protein to build that muscle. And that protein could be the authors of the books, of the people that are more successful than you. So don't allow the excuse of, oh, I'm around the same people every single day. Everybody's so negative. It's horrible. No, that's an excuse. Remember, like I said, no excuses, just adjustments. So surround yourself with people more successful than you. If you can get in a mastermind, maybe there are other people that are similar where you are, but you all want to grow. Maybe you get on a Zoom call together for accountability, a mastermind, and you bounce things off each other. Great. Having an accountability partner, maybe one other person that you can check in with every single day. I have a text thread. There's a group of guys, and every morning, like a motivational text gets sent out every morning. It fuels my mind every single day. And it's something like it reminds me this is a person and people that are trying to achieve and succeed at the highest level. You know, and some of them are millionaires and they're just saying, this is it. You need to surround yourself with people more successful than you. Number two on how to get through this is find someone that has what you want and do what they do. Let me say that again. Find someone that has what you want and do what they do. My friend, success leaves clues. Success leaves clues. So what is that thing that you're trying to get? Is it your health and wellness? Well, who's somebody that's succeeding and killing the game? What can you learn from them? Is it you're trying to build a business or a side hustle? Or for me, in my case, it was people when I was trying to build my direct sales business to $1 million business and pay debt off. I found the other guys or girls that are succeeding at the highest level. And I watched them every single day. I watched them on social media. I wanted to see what they were doing. I wanted to read their posts. Why? Because they're already doing it. You need to, when you have a vision, why not learn from the wisdom of people that already done it? Stop trying to figure it out for yourself. You don't have all the answers. And what may be holding you back is your stubbornness and not willingness to be coachable and teachable. Let me say that again. Your stubbornness may be holding you back from success because you're not coachable and teachable. We have one mouth and two ears for a reason. You need to listen more and speak less. So find somebody in that niche, in that field that is at the level you want to get and soak it up, like be like a sponge and learn from them. Okay? Guys, the third point is at the end of every principle is a promise, but at the end of every emotions is nothing. Let me say that again. And it basically what it comes down to is principles over emotions. You can write that down. Principles over emotions. At the end of every principle is a promise, but at the end of your emotions is nothing. What do I mean by that? You know that if you are consistent every single day, if you are disciplined to do the work, even when you face adversity and you're not willing to give up, when you are willing to trust the process and be patient, these are all principles: consistency, discipline, Trust the process. When you are willing to be resilient, when you are willing to persevere, principles, right? When you are willing to do this, at the end of it is a promise. What's the promise? Success in whatever it is you're trying to achieve. But if you go on your emotions, at the end of that is nothing. What are your emotions? That's the negative Nelly voice in your head. That's the voice saying you should give up. That's the voice saying it's not going to work. That's the days that maybe you wake up and you don't feel motivated or doing it. But you need to say, these are the days that I need to, these are the days that make it count. These are the days I need to stick to the principles and anchor myself on going, you know, I don't want to send out these 5 extra emails, or I don't want to get up. I'm in bed. The bed's warm. It's the middle of the winter. I don't want to get up right now to go to the gym. But you know, if you're consistent, you have the discipline to get up, you're going to be a healthier version of you. So even though you don't want to do it, your emotions, you get up anyway because you know principles lead to success. So guys, kind of just to recap, that adversity is part of the process. Number one, big picture thinking. Get off your soapbox thinking that you are a victim and life's so bad and it's knocking you down and nobody else is going through it. Everybody struggles. Nobody's immune to it. It's part of the process. I need you to accept it. I need you to understand that no matter how high you go, you're always going to face adversity. Stop blaming the world and everybody else. It's not. It's you, okay? Adversity is part of the process. I need you to take ownership of that 100%. Then the 4 things I hit on is, to succeed at anything, sacrifices have to be made. That's number 1. Number 2, struggle is less painful than regret. Number 3, everything worthwhile is uphill. Thank you, John Maxwell. I love you for that quote. Number 4, you will never be criticized by someone more successful than you. Remember that and bless and release everybody else. Okay, how do you push through these times? The 3 main points is, surround yourself with people that are more successful than you. That's number 1. Number 2 is, find somebody that has what you want and do what they do. And number 3 is, principles over emotions. And guys, if I had one last thing to say, it takes time. You got to trust the process. It takes time. But don't stop. Don't give up. My journey of where I am now, from when I started, it's been a 13-year journey of building my business and becoming a speaker and writing a book. Don't compare your chapter 1 to somebody else's chapter 12. Don't do that. Compare where you are right now with the version and the person you were yesterday. That's all that matters. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. This is your life. This is your journey. But if you could take what I just said and you could take ownership and you can understand these principles and you can apply them and you can find somebody that has what you want and learn from them and read books to fuel your mind, because success leaves clues. And if you, to understand struggle is part of the process and to not compare yourself to other people and don't let the naysayers and critics get to you, you are well on your way to success. You are having a 2% mindset. You will achieve that goal because you're putting your mind to it. So guys, that's it for this episode. I really hope that it was of value to you. Like I always say, please share this. Let a friend listen to this. My goal every single day is to help people get better. Guys, with that, I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Personal Perseverance Project. My goal every single day is to help people live up to their fullest potential. So please share this episode, subscribe to my channel, and maybe even leave a review. Be sure to connect and follow me on all my social media channels. And if you would like more information about me potentially being a keynote speaker at your event, or maybe you want to work with me one-on-one as your private coach, be sure to go to my website at davidakinspeaks.com for more information. Thank you.